Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker with another sick woman file. Now, heed my warning, has been dropping some serious considerations in the comment section. Now, this one in particular, Master Minos made a suggestion, and of course, I'm going to follow through with it. He suggested that this one be a bit of an appetizer before the HMT slaughter feast begins. Now, this article was published on the 21st of October. Indiana cops find people chained up in quote unquote gruesome house of horrors. Wow. Oh, well. Let's talk about this rotten bitch. That seems to be a good tagline for this series. I think I'm gonna keep it. But anyway, let's talk about this rotten bitch. A 36-year-old Indiana woman is behind bars after police discovered two people tied up and shackled in her home, one of them, quote unquote, deceased and beyond help. The woman identified by Evansville authorities is Heidi Carter. She faces a string of charges in connection with the Tuesday night incident, which police say took them even by surprise. It all began after a woman flagged down an Indiana state trooper late Tuesday night, saying she stopped by Carter's home only to find a quote-unquote dead body inside. Evansville Police Department spokesperson Sergeant Anna Gray told reporters late Wednesday night. The woman said she'd gone to the home to help clean ahead of an inspection and took a seat on a pile of blankets only to realize, quote-unquote, under the blanket was a dead body. An arrest affidavit says, according to the Evansville Courier and Press, she ran out of the house screaming and alerted authorities. State police and officers from the Evansville Police Department responded at around 11 p.m., assuming they were dealing with a quote-unquote possible kidnapping and murder. Once they arrived, things took a bizarre turn. Carter was located outside with a gun, police said. She told them there were still, quote unquote, several people inside the home, and officers began issuing commands for those inside to come out, starting with one unidentified man who complied and was released. A second man then came out and is said to have, quote-unquote, rushed out of the front door in an aggressive manner with an object in his hands that he pointed at police. He was fatally shot by several police officers in what Gray said, quote-unquote, appears to be a suicide by cop situation. Officers then entered the home and found a woman, quote unquote, who had been tied up, shackled, and had visible injuries, Gray said. Another individual was located inside the residence, but unfortunately was deceased and beyond help. The manner of death appeared suspicious and gruesome. He had been restrained, duct taped, beaten, and strangled, she said. The shocking turn of events, which also played out with two teenagers in the situation upstairs in the home, were later safely evacuated, which took officers by surprise, said Gray. According to the affidavit, investigators later determined that Carter had met both victims on a dating app and invited them over, but the male suspect who was shot at the scene had, quote unquote, arrived home during their sexual activity. Interesting choice of words. He arrived home. Gentlemen, this is another reason why you need to stay off those damn dating apps. He allegedly beat up both guests with a baseball bat before he and Carter chained up the two victims. Quote unquote. They also tied and shackled the female victim while the male suspect repeatedly did something pretty horrible to her multiple times throughout the day from October 19th to October 20th, Gray said. The extent of the female victim's injuries were not immediately clear, but police said she had been hospitalized. Carter, who has been booked into the Vandenberg County Jail, faces preliminary charges of criminal confinement and abuse of a corpse. It is not immediately clear if police were also weighing whether to charge her with murder. Why not? It went down in her home. While Carter reportedly was found brandishing a gun at the scene, she told investigators she had only gone along with the male suspect in restraining the victims out of fear he might hurt her. This raggedy bitch. The male suspect has yet to be identified, but police said he is believed to have a criminal history. There you have it, gentlemen. Another sick woman file. Now, what I find ironic out of all of this, she wants to shift blame to the dead guy. Now, mind you, from October 19th to October 20th, this woman claims that she went along with everything out of fear, yet she didn't try to escape. The fact that she used a dating app to lure these two victims to her place. Yeah, right. As if she did not put a single action toward these victims. Yeah, right. I don't think so. But yeah, hopefully they should charge her with murder. The fact that someone died in her residence. Yeah, she's responsible. But as usual, she did the typical thing of not taking any kind of responsibility and trying to blame shift. Boy, these modern women. Anyway, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and this media that loves to try to do everything it can to lessen the criminal acts that you do will go out right along with it. Because guess what? As long as I can, I'm going to keep reporting on stories like this just to let people know that you're not these innocent little angels. You are crazy. You are sick and you're going to be exposed. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I've seen some pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just